prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 January 2024, almost halfway through the first month of a brand new year. And tonight's going to be an interesting night. I think tomorrow you'll see the results of the caucus in Iowa. Kind of interesting seeing what's going to be going on there and what's going to come out ahead and who's behind. I don't know. It's going to be a whoever, whatever. You just don't know what's going to happen yet with this whole system. It's so messed up anymore. You know what's going on. But anyway, before we get into tonight's program, a prayer request from Mick in New Mexico. Ask prayer for him and his wife, Johnny, and for Albert. So y'all keep that in mind, please. Mick asked for prayer, folks. I take that very seriously. If somebody asks for prayer, I think it's our duty to keep in mind who they are and what they're praying, asking prayer for. Mick and Johnny, his wife, and for Albert, please. And don't forget, we're offering, again, the almost 60-page worth of information on why you should only ever use to study the KJV Bible. With the KJV Bible, 1611 Bible, Strong's Concordance, and Noah Webster's original 1828 dictionary, which we have available to ministry here, you can study that Bible very thoroughly. It's not complicated. If you want to take time to look at the meaning of words in the Hebrew and Greek, you'll find out the KJV is right on the money every time. Now, that's a fact. I've looked at it long enough to tell you the truth. It works. There's nothing else I've ever found even close to it. But also, the Concordance. It's so vital. I mean, if you don't have one of those, I don't offer them through the ministry. Get you a Strong's Exalted Concordance and a copy of the 1828 dictionary we have right here. I think around $95, I'm like, yeah. But folks, it's an essential study tool to understand scriptures. But the 57-page article document will prove to you as to why you need to use the KJV only, 1611. And prove to you also that King James was not a homosexual. Now, I don't care. You were told lies all the time. And that's just another lie that was brought out. We've been told lies so much, folks, anymore. It's hard to tell the lie from the truth, isn't it? You just never know anymore. But they're available for $20. About 60 pages, I think, altogether. If you want a copy, get it. And I hope you will. I truly do. And, folks, we are still desperately low on funds. We're almost halfway through the month. And looking forward to the next month already, paying the bills. We need your help. If you wouldn't mind helping us, we'd appreciate it. And I mean that. We're going to go to our guest now. We're going to talk to James McCanney, Professor James McCanney. I think you'll find him very interesting. He's been on here many times before. If you're a brand new listener, stay tuned. You're going to hear a lot of good information. And after the bottom of the hour, we're going to offer you his special on some water filters. You got to have drinking water. And Jane McKinney has some great fielders available at a very decent price. We'll talk about that after the ball on the hours. But let's go to our guest now. James, are you there?
Pastor, good evening. I was just listening to you. And isn't it amazing that people 200 years ago were better educated than a lot of people today?
Oh, yeah. It's a shame. But it really is true. It's very true. You know, people 50 years ago are better educated than people today. Even the public school system back when I went to public school, they still taught us phonics and how to read and how to spell, divide words and syllables, how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. They don't do that much anymore. It's all done on a computer. Nobody even reads a book. They just do it online. It's a whole different world today.
They taught you how to build a sentence and what the different words meant in a sentence. Yeah, it was if you can text two or three words together, a couple of abbreviations, you're good.
Oh, yeah. And they don't even bother spelling the word. Just for you put down U instead of Y-O-U. Just the way it is. This has all been part of the plan to dumb down America, and they did it. They truly, truly did it. And it's sad. I know it started even in my lifetime, but it really has gotten much, much worse in the last 50 years. But anyway, welcome to the next broadcast, James. It's good to have you. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, not a problem. It's good to be here. Glad we got a good connection.
Oh, yeah, me too. There's so much happening. So many things happening right now that's unbelievable. Of course, I just mentioned tonight is the Iowa caucus. Everybody's all hyped up about that and who's going to do what and whatever. And I'll say this, and we'll move on beyond that topic. This year, 2024, a general election year, I do believe is going to be a very rough year. If for no other reason, but because it's going to be an election year. After what happened in 2020, this could lead to something really disorderly, couldn't it?
Great. I want to mention something, and I'm not a very political person, although I do political analysis. I want to mention something about the 2020 election?
Yes.
The Democratic caucus in Iowa. It was very clear that somebody named Tulsi Gabbard won that. She was a senator from Hawaii, and I think she was a representative, not a senator. But they waited to announce the results for weeks because they didn't know what to do. She was not the candidate that the Democratic Party wanted, but that was the candidate that won Iowa by a landslide, and eventually she just got squashed out.
Well, that should be
showing that elections are just a joke.
They are.
You know?
They truly are. They're not elections, they're C-lections. And we know that to be
right.
True. That's very, very true. But anyway, so tomorrow we'll hear all kinds of news about who done what in Iowa. Trump may set a record for the most percentage points, for a Republican candidate in Iowa. And then said the race is really between Haley and DeSantis. And I don't know. I just sat back and watched all this nonsense. And I wonder why we keep feeding on it year after year, for decades and decades. We keep feeding on the same nonsense, Republican versus Democrat, and basically they're both the same party anyway. That's sad, but it's the way it is. Any more comments on that, James?
No. Let's move on.
There's so much happening. I do want to get in about the water filters in a minute, too. I want you to tell us what's in the water bottles to drink out of. I'm sure you follow the news probably much more than I do. Alternative news, and I even watch the world news so I can see what's being said on the world news. And this is some news that I haven't heard on the world news yet. Did you know Sweden, for the first time, they've been a neutral nation for 210 years. They haven't been in war in 210 years. Matter of fact, but now they're getting ready to join NATO come July. And one of the head officials in Sweden, I think he's the civil defense minister named Carl Oscar Bolin, has told the Swedish people to prepare for war. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I did not.
Absolutely.
I did not see that.
Said Sweden answered. I'm trying to find the right comment. Okay, here he said, for a nation for whom peace has been a pleasant companion for almost 110 years, the idea that it is an immovable constant is conveniently close at hand. He said. But he said, are you a private individual? Have you considered whether you give you have time to join a voluntary defense organization? If not, get moving. He said that he's asking people to prepare for war. It's got the children awestruck up. Generation Z is lit up the child line support groups because they're scared to death now. And I can kind of see the point. This senior official said, tell the countrymen to prepare for war. This is Sweden. They had not been in war in over 200 years. That's kind of shaky, and they're choosing sides for the first time in 210 years. So there you go.
There have been a lot of wars in Europe since then, you know, World War II, not to mention the Ukraine War, and, you know, a lot of conflicts, you know, border changing names of countries. Yeah, if you took a map and morphed it from 100 years ago, Europe changing really has changed a lot. But... like you say, they haven't been to war.
Well, I mean, Sweden, you know, as I said, haven't been to war. Any of those wasn't involved in any of those wars. They stayed neutral. But now they're joining sides with NATO, and that's going to cause friction in the country. So they said they're preparing for war. And you already know this, I'm sure. I mean, like I said, the Sweden news was not on mainline news. I saw that nowhere. But you know that Taiwan elected a man that Beijing said it's a choice between war and peace. They elected a candidate to the eyes of Beijing is war. You saw that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And,
go ahead.
It's like the Wizard of Oz is behind the curtain pulling the strings.
Absolutely. I mean, this we're talking about Taiwan, in the Far East. We're talking about Sweden. In the UK, we're talking about Russia and Ukraine. The Middle East is heating up. I know that Iran is on the verge of going to war with the U.S. right now. We've attacked bases in Yemen and other places, and Iran is very upset about that. And I'm not saying who caused what here, but I just know that this is going to lead to something far bigger than we've ever thought possible. Matter of fact, I got the article in the other office, but Germany's predicting World War III will start in February of next year after the general elections here and a new president takes office. Now, this is what Germany said. This is from Germany, not me. But this is where we're sitting in this world today.
That's right. They keep pulling that out of the rabbit hat, World War III.
Yes.
And, you know, it's before you just never talked about it. It was not a subject that was broached in public because it was too horrific. It was, you know, the idea of detente and equal side, the destruction of both sides, mutual assured destruction, the mad concept.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense for anybody to do it. It's like motorcycles on a busy street. You know, they're racing around, but it doesn't make sense for them to do too much because they'll get in an accident and it's not in their best interest. So it's the same kind of thing. It's not in anybody's best interest. But now they're making it sound like, yeah, it could be in somebody's best interest.
Well, you and I both know that if World War III would start, or any war starts, this was pre-planned. You know that. Just like this with Israel and Gaza. Israel knew that was going to happen. They knew it. They opened the border up for it to happen. We know that's the way it worked out. And we know that the people on the other side of the Gaza Strip, somebody there knew what was going on. They knew this was planned also. A couple of powers got together and want to start a war, so we got a war going over there.
Yep, know, it's planned events and news planned, you know, events also.
Oh, yes. So we're, you know, seeing
the follow up to bring the news to the public.
Well, you know, a lot of the news, like I was saying, I cover on this show and on Melody of Citizens' show also, just don't come to light too often because the mainstream media doesn't want to get people too knowledgeable what's happening behind the scenes. I mean, we're seeing so much insanity today. I mean, we're seeing war break out in Colombia, you know, between the drug lords and the government. We're seeing all kinds of things happen around the world, South America, all over the world. People are actually fighting among themselves. And now they're meeting again in Davos, Switzerland. I'm talking about the WEF meeting in Switzerland now. And they're talking about a new disease. They're calling it Disease X. I guess you heard about that, too.
I missed that one, too.
Pardon?
But that's, I did not hear about the Disease X.
Oh, yes.
I did not hear that one.
Said the next pandemic could be called to something we haven't even discovered yet. But this hypothetical disease has already sparked a firestorm on social media. Health leaders are meeting at the World Economic Forum in Davos on Wednesday to discuss ways to prepare for Disease X, which they haven't even confirmed what it is yet, a term coined by the World Health Organization in 2018 to describe the unknown hypothetical pathogen that could cause the next pandemic. According to some experts, Disease X, that they so far doesn't exist as far as they know, but they're saying it could cause 20 times the death rate than what coronavirus did. It's on the WHO's short list of priority diseases, along with viruses like SARS, Ebola, and Zika. So they're already the disease is not even found yet. They're already saying it can cause 20 times the death of what COVID did. So here we sit again. We're being maneuvered into another game against our will, and the masses don't even know it. How's that for a good trick?
The Disease X. No, I did not hear that. That's crazy.
Well, that's where we're sitting right now, and that, you know, that's why I try to stay on the air. If things don't change financially, we'll have to wrap it up here probably next month, because I'm not having the money to keep on going. I don't have it, and I don't know what to do about it. But be that as it may, we're doing our best to get the word out to people, because all this is coming together so quickly. Now we have a new pandemic that they hadn't even identified it yet, but they said it's going to be 20 times worse than COVID. My question is, James, if they don't know what it is, how do they know that?
And if, what was it, like 2016, where they met, or 2018, they met also and had a number of meetings up to 2020, talking about the upcoming pandemic that they even called COVID before it was invented.
Yes.
Before
yes, that's
even
true.
Anybody knew that there was such a thing.
So it's amazing to me how they do all this. It really is. I mean, I sit back and I look at this. And I think that, and they're coming out and saying it. Is anybody watching it? Does anybody even know what they're talking about? I mean, do they even care? I mean, is the world going to fall for this again?
You see people walking around again with masks on.
Oh, yeah. You do. You really do. They're scared to death of everything today. But this is where we're sitting in the world today. We have so much uncertainty, so much insanity going on around the world. And in America, we now have Biden, who just told the Department of Health and Human Services, he gave the Department of Health and Human Services $700,000. In case a girl, a transgender girl that wants to be a boy, I mark this what I'm saying, this girl wants to be a boy, if she gets pregnant, they put aside $700,000 of our money to help this girl. A transgender girl that wants to be a boy gets pregnant, and we're going to pay for the, I guess, for murdering the baby. Now, how's that for a deal?
No, unreal. You just wondered who is behind this, whose crazy mind is dreaming all of this stuff up.
Well, we know it's a conglomerate of people. We know who it is. We could probably point fingers at a lot of them. Well, we know a lot of them are involved, I'm sure. But the problem is this stuff is so beyond our comprehension, being stupid and evil, it's hard to comprehend that can actually be going on. So that's why a lot of people ignore it. It's just like the child trafficking of over, I don't know how many million children, 8 million children a year go missing, and they're trafficked and put into sex slavery or killed for the blood to make a product for their elite. Now, that's no joke, folks. That's really true. That's very, very true. It's very provable now. But anyway, we see this happening, but it's so horrible that it's hard for people to imagine, so they try to ignore it. It doesn't change it. If you don't attack it, it doesn't go away, does it?
Well, that's the thing. People think, oh, that couldn't be happening. You know, like the human trafficking at the southern border, where the people are giving their kids to coyotes, hoping they'll get to the U.S. to have a better life, but that's not what's going on. They're involved in human trafficking rings.
Well,
these kids are being brought into the U.S.
They even have breeding men and women to breed children to use for human sacrifice. No birth certificates. No. When they're born, there's no trace of them. They're sold to these people or whatever for sacrifice or to make the blood. I'm trying to think the word for the blood they make out of it. They drink the blood that makes them stay younger. The something chrome. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, they actually have breeders that breed children for these purposes. So James, this is where we are in a country today that's become so apathetic and ignorant of the truth. And so afraid of the truth that they'll shut down the country because you might catch a cold. That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, and you know, a lot of the young people have been trained to accept this kind of thing from the time they walk into kindergarten. And so you try and talk to them, and they're just like, they have no ability to rationalize or understand, but go out and find their own information. Everything that they do or think is given to them.
Well, you mentioned the children coming across the southern border. I just read today that the state of Maine is building brand new apartment houses to give to illegals. When you say illegal, folks, replace that word illegal with criminal. They're giving criminals in Maine brand new apartments to live in for free for 2 years. And the taxpayers paying for it. Well, we have homeless in the streets, veterans who are homeless, and we're putting criminals, literally criminals, in the homes where we can finance them for our criminals. We can't take care of our own. That is America today. What do you think about that, James?
People don't realize the number of illegals that are in the U.S. right now. And what happened is when the first wave started coming through, like, what, 3 years ago or four, they were always coming across. But when the really big numbers started, basically it was before Trump got in, and then when Trump left office, they just opened up the floodgates. And that's where the really big numbers started coming. But the first people in the United States called all the relatives and friends and said, come up here, we got good jobs, good-paying jobs. But what happened is then the next wave came in and worked for less, so the people that originally got here are all of a sudden unemployed. And that's going on. So the third and the fourth and the fifth wave came in, and each group would work for less, causing unemployment. So you have all the people who are calling all their friends to tell them to come up here are now unemployed.
And how about all the ones coming across the border who are even from China that are fighting men ages? Where are they going?
Yeah, it's not just Latins. It's from all countries in the world.
Chinese, yes, everywhere.
From Mid East, China, the East, they're coming from everywhere. And they're going through Ecuador, and then they're being helped across the border to Colombia, and then working their way up through Mexico to the U.S. border. And when you see the movies of these people, they had to arrive fairly quickly because their shoes aren't all worn out, look like they have a fresh set of clothes on, if you just walk 3,000 miles from Ecuador to Mexico, you'd certainly look a lot different than the way these people look.
Go ahead.
Somebody is helping them make that trip.
Wouldn't you think that the people in this country could see that and speak up, the masses would speak up? I see very few people saying anything about this at all. Very few.
Well, it's at the point now where they're in every little town, every medium-sized town, every city, and it's going to come to roost. It already is for a lot of people. The people that it affects most are lower-income people.
That's true.
And other groups of, say, Latin immigrants that were already here or came legally, those are the ones that are going to get robbed and at gunpoint because they're in the same communities.
Well, don't you figure things that I heard about 25 years ago are exactly true, that we have sales of maybe Muslims here that are here to, whenever the signal's given, they get the orders to start bombing infrastructure, taking down power lines, and then taking out the water plants. Don't you think they're here already ready to do that?
Oh, exactly. For sure.
So I wonder why I don't hear anybody on any politician address that. Have you?
No. No, in fact, if you look at politicians, the only thing they're talking about are the other politicians. I can't remember the last time I heard somebody say, well, this is what I want to do for you, the people. That's not even spoken. It's just, well, you did this. No, you said that. You're a terrible person. You know, you should be, you know, you're like Hitler, whatever. You know, there's not I haven't heard a single word about what anybody's going to do, or the American public or any public, you know, international, because the United States should be doing things that are beneficial to other countries, not tearing them apart. But when's the last time you heard a politician say something about what they were going to do for you to make something better? Nothing.
I just know that Senator Warren, you know, you remember Pocahontas, has said that everybody in Congress needs a pay raise now. So they're going to help themselves some more. They're ready for a pay raise.
As if they don't, that's not their real income. Their real income is through inside deals and money under the table.
Of course.
You see the long-term senators and the representatives, they're very wealthy people. They didn't get to that status by their salary.
Well, the starting salary is $174,000 a year, which is more than 80% of the people in this country make. Folks, we have been ripped off, and we're being taken down by our service. Back at the break. Don't go away. And phone call next half hour, as always, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back. We're talking now to some professional James McCanny about a lot of different issues. I like talking to James because he knows what's going on. He's up to par, and he understands what we're saying. He's taking part in this battle, has for many, many years. The phone line's open. If you want to call and ask any questions, make any comments, you're welcome to at 844-769-2944. And again, I ask if you can help us get the bills paid, we appreciate it. As all y'all know that I don't take any money out of the ministry for myself. I pay my own way. Have for almost 31 years in radio. I'm never taking a dime out of the ministry unless someone tells me this is for you. I don't do that because I want to pay the bills and stay on the radio if I can. To glorify our Father in heaven, maybe bless somebody out in the world today. I hope that's what we're trying to do that. I hope we're accomplishing that. But anyway, we need your help, but if you want to call and talk to us, feel free to do so. Now, James, we're going to discuss very quickly your water filters, because I know that your filters are just for the price or whether they're the best, period. And I'm amazed at what you can let them go for as far as prices, because I was a Berkey dealer for many years. I'm not picking on Berkey at all. Berkey was a good company. I like working with them. They're having troubles now, too. The EPA's after them for nonsense. But nonetheless, they're a good company. But I really enjoy the idea that your filters, one of your filters can do what it takes four of the Berkey filters to do. And the price on yours is a whole lot better than Berkey's. So I'd just like for you to mention very quickly the importance of having these filters, if you don't mind.
Well, you know, this past week I've gotten a lot of calls from people, and they're asking me about the particles, plastic particles in the water. And so here's something that came out. Now, if you buy one of these, you know, like a bottle of Coca-Cola or a liter bottle, or especially these plastic water bottles that are real thin. You know, they almost crumble in your hand. Those have a tremendous number, like hundreds of thousands of nanoparticles, so microscopic particles of plastic in the water. And so people are asking me if my filters would take out these nanoparticles. And I tell them, well, first of all, you shouldn't be buying this bottled water. Stop using any plastic in terms of the bottled water. Don't just stop doing it. And get a water filter and get yourself either a metal canteen or a water bottle and fill up your own water bottle at home with your own water filter. And that's just what I recommend. And so what I sell are the replacement water filter elements for the Berkey-style water filter, you know, the two stainless steel containers, one on top of the other. You put the water in the top one, it filters through by gravity, it's called the gravity water filter, into the bottom one. And there's a whole long list of makes and models that have come onto the market since, the year 2000. There's probably 20 or 30 makes and models of those stainless steel containers, and my filters fit all of them. The hole size where the filter goes in has been standardized since back, I think, to World War II or earlier when they first started making these stainless steel containers. They made them in English, and the British were making them, and that hole size has stayed the same. When Berkey came along, when Dalton was one of the very original ones. But anyway, so that's one of the biggest questions I get is, will it fit my container? And the answer is yes, except if you have one of the big, thick ceramic ones, containers, it will not fit that. But all the stainless steel, and there's even some plastic ones out there that the filters will fit. And so what I sell, just summarize it, it's new technology, it's a two-stage filter, and the first stage is a physical filter. And that's where, if you have particulate matter in the water, it gets filtered out in stage one. And in the gravity filters, it's 0.01 micron, so that's the size of a virus, physically removing material from the water. And stage two is what we call a medium. It's a combination mixture of materials, and it turns out to be black when it's baked. But that's stage two, and the water goes through there, and that removes the chemicals that are in solution. So they're at the molecular level. So they're too small to be filtered with a physical filter. So the stage two has processes in it that remove the chemicals, whether it's pharmaceuticals or agricultural runoff or the things that the cities put in, the chlorines and the fluorides and the other things that come from city water, removes those. And so they come in a 4-pack or a 10-pack. And the 4-packs are $189, and the 10-packs are $399. So that's about $40 for one filter element, which, like you say, is a lot less than the regular filter elements. But for your audience tonight, we have a 5% discount. So when they call into the call-in line, or if they send in a check to you, Pastor, they can take that 5% off. So it's $189 minus 5%, or $399 minus 5%. That would be like basically $20 off.
Right.
The
4-pack would be $180, folks, and 10-pack would be $380. So $190 and $380, your choice. 4-pack,
okay.
$180.
There you go.
10-pack, $380. But anyways, that's 5% off. That's a good deal. And how long will these things last?
Good.
How long will they last?
Well, just one quick thing is free shipping. So the shipping is included in that price. You don't have to.
Okay.
You ship them right to your door. But they last, they're rated for 1,000 gallons. And so just to give an idea, a family of four would change the water out in your filter, these gravity filters. Say, let's say it's 2 gallons. If you use that amount in one day, then 1,000 gallons, that would be 500 days, so that'd be like a year and a half for one filter element. So it's really economical, and you're getting really good clean water in the kitchen. So anyway, the reason for getting a 10-pack is, you know, in this crazy world we live in, now you got water filters into the future. You have water filters that are going to last you a very long time.
Well, now, another question, too, that I was asked, you don't need to use all four at one time. You can put one filter in the water filter, plug the other holes, and one filter will do the same job, right?
Exactly. And so if you have a stainless steel water filter, sometimes they'll have two or three or four holes in it. You can plug those other holes. You can go on Amazon and buy the plugs. Yeah, there you have to. I don't sell them myself because there's so many varieties of those little plugs. But go on Amazon, get yourself some plugs, and then plug up all those other holes and just use one, because it's a very fast flow rate. It flows, in fact, one of my filters flows faster than any of the other styles of Mark's brand name filters. Mine is—it's not drip, drip, drip. It's like it actually flows through, and so I think they're better. You say they're better. You've used them. You've used both many different types of filters, and so you're a living proof of the what they're like. You can tell people from experience.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, if you use filters, folks, and James has great filters, if you use the filters and drink them out of your own water filter and drink your own water, there's no taste to it. It's just refreshing water. And then you go to a neighbor's house or a restaurant and taste the same water that you're getting at your home. It tastes like medicine. It's terrible. It's unbelievable. So you take for granted what we're offering, but folks, for four filters, the best price I've seen, and I'm not going to compare with the other filters. I said I sold Berkey's for years, and I was very pleased with them. But their prices are much higher than James's filters. And the quality is no better, and in some ways not as good, because one filter will do what four of those will do. Now, that's just the way it is. $180 for four of them, and $380 for 10 of them. That's a steal. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Jeff from Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in.
Thank you, Pastor Parr. I'd like to speak with Professor McKinney, please.
Yes.
Now, Professor, I live in Chelsea, Massachusetts, and I'm telling you something. When I go shopping, because Chelsea's mostly a Hispanic city, because of the amount of illegals coming in, I'm practically one of the only white people that go shopping in a major supermarket. There's a handful of baby boomers. There's sprinklings of Caucasians in there. Simply put, I'm seeing my replacements in Market Basket when I go shopping. Now, here's my question. What do you see as the end game of America, the ultimate end game? It's a rhetorical question because the answer is I see America divided into three to four sections, and we're going to be the communist section. What do you see coming to America as the ultimate end game? Occupation, division, constant warfare? What's your vision of America based upon your research?
Okay, it's the destruction of the American middle class. And who makes up the middle class? First of all, how would you destroy the middle class? Well, you have to take out the base of the middle class, and that would be literally the black population. And I heard, for example, Candace Owen, I heard her talking about this just the other day on a video. And they are saying that the black population, which has been the stable in the workforce, is the base of the United States population. And, you know, they're doing quite well, but they're going to be simply replaced. And so what's happened is as the illegals came in, the construction jobs, the whether it's working in restaurants or whether no matter what it is, that lower middle class job has been taken over by illegals who take their money and send it home. through like Western Union or something like that. You know that the biggest income in Mexico today is people sending money from the United States to Mexico. That's the biggest income in Mexico. And so the destruction, to answer your question, is the destruction of the American middle class, because once that lower middle class income and jobs are gone, taken by illegals, then the bottom falls out and there's no place to go. There's no place for people in the middle class. Say there's a recession, what do? Well, they go out and get an extra job in a restaurant. They go out and they get an extra job, maybe cleaning offices at night. Those jobs aren't there anymore. So the middle class, once, and we're seeing that, we're seeing the middle class, middle of the middle class, the upper middle class, trying to find a second job just to make ends meet. There aren't any jobs for them. So they're going to go under. That extra 5 or 10% ain't going to be there anymore. So the destruction of the American middle class.
You are so right about that. But let me add, from my research and from my self-study of getting a license in truck driving and going to plumbing school, this is what I see, is that unless you made your money as a non-union plumber or any trade for that matter before 1993, you're pretty much underwater, because you're able to build a clientele. So the people who are making money are the Democrats, people who have an in, a connection. Then you get that union hack job, and then you start moving up. But it's not just a union hack job. This is the same way in the corporate world. This is the same way in the university world. You have to have money to make money. If you don't have the money, you don't make money. So you're permanently redlined. Now answer me this, and I'm going to get off the air. Look at the term called redlining. What do you think of the term called redlining, which is artificial designations by the states to put every section in a colored category? Red means the ghetto, orange means turning into a ghetto, and then you have blue and green. Answer me that. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jeff.
The divisions are based on basically race. The Latin Americans are the new black culture. They're taking over in numbers, and they're having the population growth is enormous. If you estimate that 20 million illegal aliens came into the country in the last 5 years. Add another 5 to 10 million, and a lot of them are under age, like 3. And so those populations are growing, and there's no accountability. It's a situation that, and I said this before, that the first wave of illegals that came through the border got jobs. And they called home and they said, hey, everybody's got a job, we're making a lot of money. When the second wave came through, they took those people's jobs. And all of a sudden, guess what? They're out of a job. They're not making any money. So they're out in the street and trying to work for less. And then the next wave that came in took the jobs away from the second wave, and that's continuing on now. But it's the destruction of the middle class, and this is Communist Manifesto. That's the way it works. You come into a country, you destroy the middle class. That's what they did in Russia. They did that in Poland. They did it in every country they've been in. And oddly enough, right now Russia has moved away from communism. Russia
that's
is probably one of the only countries on the planet now that is not communistic.
And they also moved away from the LGBTQ and took a stand against that also.
And the Eastern Orthodox Church is the state religion. I mean, it's what the United States was supposed to be.
Well, used to be.
It used to be a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, let's take a call from Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, the listener brought up a lot of good points.
Yes, and, he did.
Anyway, go ahead. Do we have another caller?
Yes, let's talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch and James, and I have a question for James and then a couple comments. My community is one of the communities, I live in southwest central Pennsylvania, where they're recycling, how do I say this a nice way? Our pee and poop money, our water is being recycled in plants so that it's supposedly drinkable, which means that with urine and feces being recycled, that not only are we getting people that are using illicit drugs, but prescription drugs are all being put in the water, in our drinking water. Do your filters at all?
Does
anybody make a filter that they claim will cut out the drugs in that, out of the water?
Yeah, right. That's one thing that my filters do is they reduce the pharmaceuticals. And there's just, yeah, so many things. If you look at all the drugstores in the United States and all the drugs that are on the shelf, all of that ends up in the water table, you know.
Sure does.
You know, every corner has a drugstore on it. You know, Walgreens or, you know, I don't know, there's hundreds of them. Or chain stores, and CVS, I don't know. You know, and they're out there selling their products, that's fine. Everything you see there ends up in the water table, and when they recycle the water, it does not remove that.
And so,
my filters probably are the best ones on the market in terms of removing the vast majority of things from the water.
That's a good question, Daryl. Good question.
And there are a lot of diseases that are being brought in by the illegals. It's not just there's multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. There is Ebola. There's some diseases that are like on steroids. The Ebola stuff where you bleed out of your eye socket, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how we're going to defeat any of that with the will the water filters help on some of those things, and especially the people that are recycling our urine and feces back into our water?
Yeah, well, it's like I say, my filters are probably the best ones on the market in terms of removing the vast majority. And that's all you can expect, you know, in a product. Filtration is not 100%. It's always a percentage. But, yeah, there's a lot in the water that they're not telling you about. But it's amazing. But that's why a long time ago when I started in the water filter business, I was selling other products. I eventually ended up with my own name brand products, and now I have my own manufacturing product lines. So, what I see today is vastly superior. What I'm doing today is vastly superior to what I had before. You know, it's like automobiles or any other product. They're improving. You know, the transistor radio that you buy today is much better quality than one that you may have gotten 10 years ago. So that's the same with my filters, and none of the other brands have improved. They're selling the same thing they sold 20 years ago. So, and so I have the latest technology, the latest manufacturing, the best manufacturing, and that's why I can mass produce and keep the price down.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, Pastor Butch, you have a great board operator there, Todd. I wanted to pass that on. I want to thank you for the good guests that you have on. You have a consistent record of having very, very good guests on. Thank you for the products that you have that help us with health issues. I want to tell everyone that I've got like a 70% blockage on both of my carotid arteries, the two main arteries going up the sides of your neck. I should be dead, and if it weren't for the Stroh's products, the superior goods that that are out of Superior, Montana, that you have summer dray on, and other products, the Carbon 60, I would be dead, Pastor Butch. I'd have been dead probably about 2 or 3 years ago without the fine products that you have. So, people, please support Pastor Butch by getting the Carbon 60, Summer Dre's, Superior Montana goods, et cetera. They work. They can help you out. So please help Pastor Butch by getting the good materials that he offers, please, folks, and send extra money for the postage, and that, because the postage has gone crazy. So please support Pastor Butch with your prayers, and please support Pastor Butch. Help him to try to keep Call to Decision open and keep people like Lisa Shawl and others working there, or from wherever they're working, in Wisconsin for Lisa. But please, please help Call to Decision by with the prayer support to Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean and the work people that work there in labor. Please, please, please support them. And Pastor Butch, thank you just so much. Love you, and I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for the call, Daryl. Appreciate it. Thank you. Very good call. Daryl's a very good heart individual. Truly is. We're down about the last 2 minutes here. James, what do you want to say in closing?
Well, I always tell people to be water independent. You know, one of the biggest things you need in your life. And we're seeing, like, waves of electricity out again this winter. And what's the first thing that people need, whether it's a storm or it's bad weather or some other kind of natural disaster or man-made disaster, the first thing you need is water.
It's true.
And so, you know, they're having your own source of water. A lot of times there's water available, but it's not good water. So that's why you need a filter system that just do the basics and get yourself a water bottle, get yourself a water filter. And if you don't have a physical container, go out to the internet and buy one used, a physical container, and then buy my filters. You've got a relatively inexpensive water filter system. And if you have your own water container for the filter, you know, buy my water filter elements from Pastor Butch. Call in, get that 5% discount, and then take your own bottled water with you. Stop drinking out of plastic water bottles. It's really terrible. And you know, hundreds of thousands of little plastic particles in that water, in that water bottle.
Yes.
So anyway, Pastor, it sounds like the music will be
it is. Time's up. Thank you, James, for everything. God bless you, my friend. I'll talk to you in the near future, okay?
Okay, we'll talk soon.
God bless. And folks, see you tomorrow night with Angeline Marie, a great book on discuss she just wrote, a very great premiere for somebody just starting on this information. See you tomorrow night. Have a great night.
Seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.